Breakfast with Crossy.
Joining me now is the always lovely Caroline Jones. She's got a new song called Come In. And I say, good morning, Caroline. How are you?
I'm good, Luke. How are you?
Oh, you know, going okay. It's, what are we, third month into the year in 2021. It has been, I think it's been better.
Yeah, well, like, it doesn't have much of a competitor in 2020,
no.
Does it?
2020 was a year, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm just about ready for anything now. Although, we're just talking about this off air, you are currently not in the States at the moment. You are in New Zealand.
Correct. Yes. I've been in New Zealand for about 6-7 months now. When all my tours last year got canceled, I got the opportunity to come to New Zealand, and I had literally nothing to do, no job, as there was no touring going on in America. And so I got to come to New Zealand and finish my record remotely here, recording at Neil Finn's studio from Crowded House. And it's been actually a really beautiful kind of surprise, disguised blessing in my life. It's been an amazing chapter.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of picked the right country too, didn't you? You know, they've handled things really well.
Yeah, it was very, very fortuitous. I feel very, very blessed and lucky to be safe here and also to be able to immerse myself in a completely different culture on the other side of the world has been really good for me as a person and an artist.
How has that? Have you been able to, like, play any shows there or anything?
A little bit here and there. I've met a bluegrass band called The Trenwith, who I've been collaborating with here, and we've done a couple little shows, but nothing major. I've mostly been working on my record here, finishing that up, my second album.
Have you found the change of environment, the change of scenery, and I guess different people in a way, has that changed your approach to the new music that you're creating?
I think it's changed. I think it's opened my perspective a little bit, having this whole new set of life experiences and context of this culture and these landscapes. And so I think that has just, in turn, made me a more open and, I don't know, maybe, yeah, a more open and lighthearted person and therefore artist and musician. I think it always, you know, they always go hand in hand. That's why as an artist, it's so, you know, your whole bread and butter are your feelings and your emotion and your ability to express what's in your heart. So being a better person and being a more life experienced person helps with all that.
Do you actually intend to leave New Zealand, or is this like, yeah, you know, this is nice, let's just stay here?
No, I definitely intend to leave. I do love New Zealand, and I actually could see myself living here, but I just love my career too much in America. I love the country music industry, and I love Nashville. I love that community, and I, you know, it's my dream to be a country music star. So, and I want to keep working towards that. But I'll definitely spend time in New Zealand over the course of my life. I love it here.
You got a new single though. It's called "Come In." Tell us about the song.
Come In is a really sassy, tongue-in-cheek, sexy, fun, like boot-stomping rockabilly song. And, you know, it's just the kind of song that hopefully people will want to turn up and dance to. Women will want to kind of get their sass on too. So it's really fun. I'm so proud of it. It's one of the most country things I've written and produced, and it's a blast. I hope people love it as much as we do.
Is it hard to be both the artist and the producer? Because part of the producing job is to take a critical eye to what you're doing, and sometimes that can be hard if you're, you know, really close to that coalface, as it were.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think actually sometimes it can work in the opposite way, detrimentally. Like, you can be too critical of things that actually don't matter or things that people don't care about. And it's hard for you to have like it's impossible for you to have an outside perspective on your music, but that doesn't keep you from being super critical. Like, I'm a major perfectionist, and I love the art of production. I love arranging instruments and sounds and layering parts. Like, it fascinates me and really excites me. But I think that's the reason that Britt and I work really well together, is he has such a great, like, forest for the trees perspective that I think if I were producing alone, I wouldn't I would really miss and lack. So he adds a lot, value adds a lot to the music.
Awesome. Well, Caroline Jones, we're going to play the new song. It's called Come In. And hopefully we get to see you soon. It feels like you're so close we could almost touch you.
I know.
But thanks for your time today.
It's a short swim, right?
People have done it. People have swam that far before, I think. I don't know. Maybe don't try, just in case. Thanks, Caroline. Appreciate the chat.
Well, thank you so much, Luke. I really appreciate you. And Kicks Country, thanks for playing the song. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.